Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, everyone. This is Arthur Larry Tones, live from the Arthur Larry Tones Gospel Radio Show. Our guest today, C. Aurea Murray, she is an entrepreneur, business lady, mogul, you know, from Charleston, Mississippi, East Tallahatchie County, neighboring counties, West Tallahatchie. Today, she has a Let 'em Play Mobile Theater. Let 'em Play Mobile Theater. You can reach her at C. Aurea at C. Aurea Entertainment. Bounce for Fun 20. Bounce for Fun 20. That's spelled like at BOUNCE, the number 4, fun, 20. Bounce for fun, 20. But you put the number 4 in there. And you catching her on Facebook. Yeah, she Aurea. And you can find her on Facebook at Nicole Murray. Well, she has a Let 'em Play Mobile Theater. Well, what she do, she drive from town to town. Or you might can come to her town and go in the mobile, and she charge you a fee. Go in the mobile, play mobile. Let the kids play mobile, but she'll charge you a fee. And rent one of her bounce houses, a Bounce for Fun 20. Bounce for Fun 20. Find her on Facebook and see what type of arrangement you can make with C. Aurea to rent bounce houses. And also, take your kid in and play mobile. Let them play mobile theater. You know, usually little kid, we should go uptown and play, put a quarter in the Pac-Man and end up fighting. end up getting a fight and putting a quarter in the Pac-Man. You know what I'm saying? Uptown. Now you can go and play mobile online. Let them play mobile theater. You know, let them play mobile. More quiet environment, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, better environment. I would like you to talk to Sierra, but here she is right here. Hey, how you doing? This is Sierra? This who is this? Timothy? Who do we have on the line? There's someone called in and call back out. So I'll give him a chance to call back in. So we'll just keep on talking. Maybe she had a phone problem. We'll just keep talking and get a lot of CCO some time. CCO Murray from Charleston, Mississippi. You know. Okay. Here's someone calling again. Who do we have on the line?
It's Mr. Timothy Tone.
Oh, it's Timothy Tone? Oh, yeah, Timothy. What's going on? Timothy, you got you down in the truck. Down in the truck, eh?
No, I'm not down in the truck today. I'm off, man. I'm going to enjoy the game for the day.
Oh, yeah, off for the day,
yeah.
Oh, football game today. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got Annette, the mother. Annette is on the line. CCR is a late show. We're on the line right now. I'm going to go ahead on Timothy and get you off the line because you say you got to go, okay? All right. Well, Timothy, really, See, Sierra has not called the show. But if there's anything you would like to say, you can say it right now, Timothy.
Okay, I'm just trying to see if anybody wants to rent a bounce house. How can you go about renting one of them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can go to Facebook. And you can find her on Facebook at Murray Nicole. It's M-U-R-R-Y.
Okay,
Murray
Nicole.
Murray Nicole.
Okay.
Yeah, you recently found her on Facebook.
N-I-C-H-O-L-E?
Is it N-I-C-O-L-E? I think it's N-I-C-O-L-E. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And
all righty then.
Okay, then, and if you wanted to, like I say, Tim, if I know you got to go, you know, she got to let them play mobile theater, like I said. Now, let them play mobile, they come in handy, because like I said, we were the boys, we were uptown, play Pac-Man, and put a quarter in the machine, got to fight in uptown. You see what I'm saying?
What?
You put a quarter, we didn't get to fight in uptown,
so
put
you,
money
so
in mobile.
And you can get it. With the bunkhouse and all that, is that mobile? You come pretty much in the state?
No, that's different deal. That's two different things. They're two different deals. A separate deal.
Okay.
That the bounce house is coming separate, the same person, but it's gonna be a separate invoice because you got the mobile theater where you take the kids in there and let them play about video game. And her truck, she has a game truck. She got a game truck.
Okay.
Where the kids go in and sit down in peace. They don't have to go to no bad environment. You know, nothing like that. You know, that's what I'm saying, you know.
Right.
It's a better environment than what we had. That's what I'm saying. Well, yeah, don't tell my let you go to the game or whatever you want to do, you know. I know you say you're going to the game today.
Okay. All right, man. Y'all enjoy, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, now.
All right, bye.
Yeah, is that what you got, a game truck in that?
Ah, it's a game truck.
Game truck, you know, like they take the kids and inside of there and take the kids in, and she gonna charge you with the big screen. She got big screens all the way around in that game truck.
Now that sounds good.
Then you go in and sit down and play.
How many kids like that?
Yeah, the kids like that. Whole different environment from what we had. Yeah. So, like I say, since Sierra has not called the show, let's look at ways we can fund the show. Well, you know, this is the Larry Toon Gospel Radio Show, and ways you can help. You can. If you want to donate to the show, you can sponsor the show. If you want to sponsor the show,
okay.
Well, you can reach me on Facebook, Larry Toons. Larry, T-O-O-M-E-S, Larry Toons. Or you can call me if you want to sponsor the show, 314-255-4289. If you want to donate to the show, you can Cash App. $, capital letter L, Larry, then capital letter T, O-O-M-B-S. Let me tell you how that would look. That would be $, Larry, Toons. Only L and the T would be capitalized. And you can go to my Facebook. And any more details you need.
It's on there.
Go ahead. What did you say, Carla?
No, I was just asking, when you go into Facebook, you can see what all you just said.
Yeah, you go to Facebook, you see it all. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to donate to the show? Just all you doing when you want to donate to the show, see, my name is Larry. Mm-hmm. Capitalize the L-A-R-R-Y. Then capitalize that T.
Oh, okay.
The small letter O-O-M-B-S.
Okay.
Cash App Larry Toons. LarryToombs. And the L and the T capitalized, you know. So if they want to sponsor the show, reach me on Facebook. donate to the show recently on Facebook. Larry Tune.
Okay.
Larry Tune. Donate to the show. You want to donate to the show? Call me 314-255-4289. There's a lot of ways you can donate to the show because a lot of things that we need done. A lot of things that's happening, we don't got enough money to do it with. It's something that, you know, we don't want to have in the community. You know, look what happened with, look what the drug addicts, look what they need. You know, that's why I got to, that's what I got to show for. If people help me, I can help those people. You know, that's what I got to show for, you know.
That's a good thing. And I can share my experience of the show. It helps me, you know. It's like a beacon of light, you know, in the dark. You have hope. You bring hope. You bring love to this show. So that's what inspires me. And the book, they really inspires me. So, and, you know, other young kids, it inspires them to learn how to read because you got to learn how to read. But if you don't, you're going to be lost.
That's going to be lost.
And I like to read, you know.
Yeah, I like to read, too. Yeah. And, you know, today is, you know, Sarah, there's a lot of things going on today in the world. But, the devil, he don't own. He don't own nothing. He might try to cause a problem, but really, the devil don't. He don't own nothing. He don't own nothing. You know, and nothing is his. You know, I see a lot of people in life that just dramatize. You know. But they don't realize the devil fooled them. They already won, but the devil still got them traumatized.
Right. They lost their kids.
They get their kids back, but they still traumatized. But it's still, the devil still tell them they're in trouble. You know. The devil is a lie in the sheep.
Oh, yes. Father lie.
A lie and and deceive, you know. And
well, he came for the kids, steal, and destroy. So he came to do that. So you got to be prayed up to know what to, you know, put on. You got to put on the whole armor of God. You got to know how to come at him in the spirit. But, you know, you can't. You got to pray through Jesus' name because you can't do nothing with no devil.
He knows, but
you had to put, God have given us what to put on the devil when he comes talking that Noah to your mind. You remind him who is your God, who came to die for you. He'll get away, but he's going to find something else sneaky to come back. I have seen that in some people. Sneaky. And if you don't have your God up, that's
you. The only thing about it, he's going to leave you, though. He's going to leave.
He's going to leave.
God heard him out of heaven. So I know that he can leave. So he can come back. He went back to heaven. You know.
But I thank God he gave us equipment to the word of God, the sword of the spirit, to put it back on the devil. Because he can't run us. Lord didn't give us a spirit of fear. He can't run us. Put the word on.
Yep.
And that's the truth. Put the word on.
And what it takes, you know.
Yep, and your show is what putting the word on it, putting the word out. The more people come to know the knowledge of Christ, we grew up in the church, so we know. You know, we know something. They let us know about the good Lord.
Yep.
And I thank them for that, yeah. We want to know. My mom and Aunt Jane and them. And all of them, you know, teaching you. So we knew.
Yeah.
You know, but we had to grow. We had to grow in the Lord.
Yeah, we had to grow. Ebner was waiting on CC or Murray to call the show. He has not called the show yet, but you know, like, God said, when two more people gather together in my name, there I am also in the midst of them.
Yeah, in the midst. This, what's going on in the world, I seen the other day that it was something came and hit the earth. It was, I don't know what they called it, because I don't know the space thing for.
I think it was a meteor, wasn't it?
Right, it hit the
earth.
House.
Yep. One hit a lady house, hit her roof, came through her ceiling.
It did.
Yeah.
It hit her, it hit the
came
lady house.
They came down through
one
her ceiling. Yep.
Wait, what state that was in?
I don't remember the state, but it was on the news.
Oh.
They got a picture of it.
Ooh.
She had a camera in her house recorded. She had a camera in her house that recorded it.
Oh, that was good. I want to go on there to see that, because I went to the door to look around to see did I see anything, but I didn't see anything. I looked up. Well, you know it's praying time. Something hitting the earth. You got to watch the signs. You just got to be prayed up, you know.
You got to be prayed up, because, see, look at what's going on in the world today now. Look at all this confusion.
So
Lucifer called it. It's on separation with the vaccine and all this.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go in the store.
Yeah.
You got to have your mask on. You got to have your mask on. You ain't got your mask on, then you get to arguing with somebody. You know, you get into it for not wearing your mask. Look at that separation.
Yeah,
look at all that separation they're doing with people vaccinated and people unvaccinated. They don't
want
to be around
it's
each other. They
want to
be around each other. Yeah, you know.
Right.
Look at all the separation there, you know. And that's just what
closed.
Yeah.
But thank God for taking hours. Yeah, it's a lot going on about the vaccine, you know. Now they don't want some people, the ones who are not vaccinated, to come somewhere, you know.
Yeah, can't come in the movie theater downtown at the Fox unless you show your vaccination card. You've been tested within the last hours and stuff, you know. It comes to that now, you got to show your vaccination card.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You won't fly. The police is understaffed because I think in Chicago because some of them are not vaccinated and the police department making them mandate vaccinate, but they don't want to vaccinate, so now the police department is short. Soldiers are short.
Yeah.
Now the soldiers don't want to take it. Soldiers don't want to take it. A lot of soldiers don't want to take a vaccination shot. The coronavirus vaccination, soldiers don't want to take it. A lot of them have not taken it.
Well,
a lot of people scared of that shot. But, you know, like I said, I took the shot because I was a work by. And people had to be around me, so I took the shot.
It was for your work? It was for your work?
Now, I took Moderna shot.
Oh, no.
Because I had to work around people.
Well,
you know.
They...
You know, and so that's why I ended up taking because what I'm saying, a lot of people don't want to take the shot. A lot of people are scared of the shot. That means, I imagine it's a scary thing
you
take the coronavirus shot.
You got to look at, okay, they showing the shot. But how many people have this shot killed? A little bitty boy, 13-year-old, because some stuff in that shot, the FDA is not the FDA. Let me get it right. The CDC page is showing you every ingredient that's in that Madonna shop. They're not going to give it to you if you're allergic. See what I'm saying? So what they're saying now, people that can't take it or they're allergic, they're going to make them go away, and they can't do that because they're suing the airline because you cannot make nobody do nothing. You got your rights, plus you got medical mandate. You can't do it if you're sick. Okay, so now they're suing the airplane, you know, so they can't make them, whatever it is, they're trying to push it on them. But God gave me 5 cents to research everything that was in that shot. I got the list of every ingredient in that shot. You know, God gave me that knowledge. I asked the lady, I said, what will I be giving here in this town? And they told me, okay, they did a big old weekend for it. One lady died. First, she started her stomach, then it went to her chest. Because in that shot, it got, that stuff makes you bleed, it makes your colon. That G is P-Y or some G-O. I got a long name for it. And they were saying, that's what do it. Everybody might not be allergic to it. You won't know to start working on you, like to digest this. And I have doctors, you know, that I got to go ask. But God gave me 5 cents. When I worked at the boat, they told me to take a flu shot. I didn't take it. And I didn't. If they say you fat, oh, well, God give me something else. Because I wasn't going to take it and fall out. I didn't know. You see what I'm saying? But they can come against the ones who,
A lot of people, a lot of people are allergic to it. A lot of people can't go take it.
But see, I've been following this shot stuff ever since. Okay, the J&J, they know that called blood clot. And keep some women and making them bleed. But that's that Madonna one. Because that stuff makes you bleed. I can tell you, it made me, I was so sick. I couldn't even get my own self to the doctor. So couldn't, because I've been researching it. And I don't know what we get. I got to get on there to see. You know what I'm just saying. You got to educate yourself. You got to break they doing something else. Now they're going to mix that stuff. I'm not against trying to get something that's gonna help us, true, but it's not even. One lady just died over here in San Antonio, 37 years old. Okay, you see the Johnson & Johnson shot? They're not gonna take it out.
Yeah.
And she just died taking that one.
Johnson & Johnson.
And the lady that they did that here, she died. First it started to stymie because it's working on your digestion and your colon. Then it comes to your heart because if your heart, okay, why are you putting potassium in your heart? Potassium is for your heart. And all these folks' heart get messed up. I don't want my heart messed up. Look what her mom went through. Pain makers and all of that. No. But you got to get your, you know, excuse from your doctor. And they looking crazy too. But no, they're going to sign my paper. They're going to sign that paper. They're going to sign that paper saying that she came to
there. They got something right now that I think they say going to even everything out. No, they said they got the pills now. They got the capsules now.
Okay, they got the capsules, but what's in it? First of all, what they got in it? They got baby fetuses in it. Why I want to put that against my religious right? See, we got rights.
Yes,
and that one thing they're not going to take from me. I'll stay away from their establishment, true, because like I say, I ain't around nobody anyway. I told the doctor. He don't tell me what to do either. You sign my paper. So they got to sign your paper saying you can't take this. You're exempt for it. You got to sit there and break that shot out. And they putting it on there because they're doing something else. They're trying to get mixed this stuff. One little baby, he got a bunch of some antibody. Because the lady was pregnant, and it's because I'm pregnant. Now he got a lot of in him. He, shit, I don't know.
Yeah, do a lot of more research. Do a lot more research. That's why people are afraid of today, and that's why you know. But people, the way they are, you know, we are living in a world where there's a lot of confusion now, you know, a lot of different opinions now, you know. People don't have the same opinion, you know.
No, because I'm okay now. Look at me.
You cannot separate
sick people who got medical problems. We didn't bring them problems on them. And you can't just go take some. You ain't researched, and they got it on the CDC page. It don't take that. It's going to cause you colon cancer, bleed out the colon. The madonna.
Yeah.
Now, everybody might not be allergic, but I know I am. Because I couldn't make it. I was so sick. It's in my record. So it is, because I got a digestive doctor. Okay. Then I read the book in the waiting room. Oh, it tell you a lot, but really get your digestive, you know, because that's you're like what you're mean and all it.
Yeah.
And God gave you five senses. He wants you for to use them. You know what I'm saying? Research. You can read and research this stuff. You ain't gonna come dump something in me, and I don't know nothing about it. Then I got a bad hug. Then I got a colon stuff.
Yeah, that is true. We have to maybe time.
Most
certainly we had to. I don't think we got to pray for the world today, because ain't nothing but confusion here. Ain't nothing but confusion here today. You tell us.
But see, it's confusing because they're trying to pray for the world.
They're
trying to say that you're the one putting it out. You the one stopping it from going. No, I'm, you know, no. God gave me five senses for the research, what's in that shot. And whatever, and I've been following them from day one.
Yeah,
My heart ain't not finna get bad. No. They ain't finna, and that potassium, now they ain't, One potassium lower your heart. Then they got a bunch of but something working with these people, And it's not like, it's not like the sick people don't want it. It's just that, and I don't like the way they talking smart about it. See, you can't come in here. You can't do that. You can't stop nobody from coming nowhere. If they, you know what I'm saying? They got they trying not to bother the rest of the people. But I said, since it's like that, I told the doctor, I'm not around about it anyway. And that was what he supposed to be talking to me about anyway that day. It was another whole doctor.
Yep. You
got to talk to your doctor. If they don't, they got to sign your paper.
The end time, you know.
They're trying to discriminate, and he's just trying to cause
as much confusion in his land as he can with the people, you know.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
He never going to go see heaven again, you know. He's not going. But he knows that. Lucifer, he never going to heaven again. He ain't never going. So he's just trying to cause as much trouble in his land.
Yeah. That's what he's doing.
He's trying to cause
as
much trouble in his land as he can. And you know.
And God is not the honor.
That was his job here.
Yeah, that's his job. To keep up mad and to get everything screwed up. And now they're trying to get that discrimination. So it is a discrimination.
You
say I can't come in your place.
Can't let him cause separation. You know.
That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing.
All you have to do for him is to say, is if you let him ride, he's driving the whole car. You let him ride. You see, you got to, you know.
They finna stop him from rap. They finna stop that, though.
You got to say, you know, one thing you got to have understanding of them. You got to let the old devil know, I know that's you.
You can't make me act the way. That's confusion. See, God is not.
Character. You can't. See, all the power of the devil got is what that you give him. Only power
but what I'm looking at is discrimination. See, and if they
can
stop that devil from rising.
They're going to stop that. They're going to stop that, you know. But you know what I'm trying to say is only way is God. Anything else that anybody do, that they do, anything that they do. God.
But now I got to check my state to see what they're doing.
God
is,
no man big enough to get here. Ain't no man big enough than God is. Ain't no man big enough.
No. Mm-mm.
Thank God.
I was going to do it, but I really wasn't going to do it. I'm already taking this kind of matter. Now, what this going to do to this matter? You see what I'm saying? And I asked the lady, and she told me. So I went on the CD. It's on the CDC page. And you take this ingredient, it's going to cause, I already know.
Well, yeah.
And then now they have natural ways of trying to help yourself, your digestive. That's where it starts. So I got a digestive doctor. And that's really, you get that domain and learn a lot about the digestion, you know. But I just thank God it hasn't, you know, bothered me. And I stand on the word. Because he said, even that in Psalm 91, even that the peasant walk in darkness, it shall not come to me. And I'm not going to, you know, claim it to come next to me. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm standing on the word of God. I'm doing, you know, where my man. When I'm out around people, let them know I ain't trying to hurt nobody. You know what I'm saying? And when I come back in, you see, as long as I got that mask on, showing I ain't trying to make nobody see it. Then they see somebody don't wear the mask, all that old crazy stuff. See, they confused on it.
Yeah,
but
that stuff, when it happens, yeah, it's confusion. Confusion in the land. Confusion in his land. It's confusion.
So it is. But I know my God. They didn't make me take no flu shot up there. That job I want, I can go get another job. But you would not make me take nothing. And I did.
It's pollution in the air. Pollution in the air. Confusion in the land. You got all on the ocean. You got everything going on. In this world today. You know, you got everything. You know, volcano erupting. You got the woods on fire. You got everything going on now. You know, it just and I'm gonna get ready and include the broadcast in a minute. But what I'm trying to say is, you can't take the eyes off of Lucifer at no time.
Oh no,
that's what it gets.
Put that word on Lucifer.
That's what it gets.
And the Lord
you know,
said his word is not going to come back to him void. The Lord, his word ain't coming back void. If he give me 5 cents to research what's in this and what's in, and I'm watching it all the time, what it doing, now they're trying to mix the stuff. He's not finna play. I'm not a guinea pig. Now, if I sign up for it, that's different. You know what I'm saying? If I sign up and tell them do it to me, you know, they do them survey, you know. But I'm not one.
Yeah, they had
speak my mind. Somebody try to bother me, put the word of God on and speak my mind. Because this is your body, and if you already sick, and you, they're playing on people ignorant. That's what they're playing on.
Well,
now, it done ran out, right? And then they got to put boosters, and now they finna mix.
They had another
meeting with the CDC, but they
made,
put the
they
ingredients
made,
on.
They made some for the elderly, you know. Like over 65, a booster shot for them.
Yeah, but it.
Okay,
why we got it? Why you gotta have a booster shot? What happened? See, it ain't last.
They're talking about that. That's true. They're talking about cause that new strand came out, and then they didn't know we were covered. And yeah, that new strand, they found a new strand of it, coronavirus. They didn't know if if the corona, you know, if corona vaccine covered that new strand. Protected that new strain, so they come out with a booster shot. They come out with that, and
but I'm saying why would they? Okay, you already know that Johnson & Johnson is killing folks. Now, I mean, you already see that. I don't know. They had stopped it for a while, and I don't know. Then they want kids to take.
Yeah, I'm scared of that myself. I got kids.
They want kids.
Yeah, I'm scared
of
that myself.
They want kids to take.
Yeah, I got kids. I think about that. I got kids.
You got kids to take it now.
Yeah, I think about that. God, we just had to pray to God to see this is through, you know. I understand you raise an excellent point. Ray, you have an excellent point. I think about it, you know. You know, I'm like, my other boy, you know, we just met. I be thinking all the time, has he taken his? You know what I'm saying? So I be thinking about the kids, you know. I be thinking about the kids. We all got kids, you know, so yeah, we worry about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm all easy about that. But I don't like the way they're pushing it on you. And then I don't like the way they're trying to be smart mouth.
They can't come here.
You can't get the shot. You can't come. You can't come and all that.
That's the way it is.
They got you to show the paper. You got to show the paper that. But I really
don't like what you
going
said earlier. I really like what you said earlier. I don't really go no places, you know. I got my vaccination card, but I mostly don't go nowhere, you know. You know, cause I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to go nowhere. I ain't, you know, like invited. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Right, but you can't take my rights from me to say, no, I'm not a slave. You cannot go and take my rights. I don't go because all the maybe they say you can't come in here. That ain't right.
No, that ain't right. It ain't right, but that's just what it's called. It brought some fear. You know, people thinking, hey, I'm finna get sick just by hanging around you. You know, it brought fear. It brought trouble.
Yeah, it's something now because you're stopping these sick people. I got to get my doctor got to sign that paper. So that they can't come and try to, you know, say, you just round up. No, I ain't going around them anyway. There's too much going on. You know,
yeah.
I go get what I need to get and come on back. I got my own theater right here in my house. I ain't even got to go to
it. That's what I do. Everything I get, I'm outside getting it. Then I'm in the house by myself, you know. If I ride the bus, I got my mask on, you know. I thank God I haven't been sick the whole time. I thank God I have not been sick the whole time.
See, it don't affect
sick.
Other people. But if you, they're not going to give it to you here, I know, in Walmart. No, they're not going to give it to you.
Well, my Madonna shot made me sick. It made me sick. It made me sick, but I kept it out, though.
I don't like the way you saying you coming in, you putting something in, you know, that MRA thing. That's, and I don't know. I had to study this stuff. Like my teacher taught me, and he said, don't read over words. If you don't understand it, go get your dictionary. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go look this word up because you don't know what they're telling you.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I researched it. And they said, you can get exempt from it because you can't put nothing in your body you know you're already sick with. All that potassium messing with these people, huh? All these people coming up with bad hugs.
A lot of nurses. Now the nurses don't want it.
Take it. I see, but they can't make them take it.
Some of them just scared of it too.
Yeah, you scared of it because you don't know what it's going to do to your DNA. You putting something else in me with the mRNA. You putting that in me. You can change it. You can mess it up, my DNA.
Yeah.
Because you have to break it down. What is this mRNA? What is that? Break it down to see what it is. What's in there? What are they going to do to you? But they ain't giving you time to think. You see what I'm saying? Because people need their job. But if you're going to make me take something that, you know, he done made it mandate. So I said, I just speak my mind. And, you know. But I don't know here. I had to go search it here to see what they supposed to do. But I don't know. It's just the way you know they saying you can't come, you can't come.
Don't let them worry, you know. I wouldn't know. They always say you can't come, you know. You know, then those people, I don't want to be around those people, you know. You know, they say it come a sign warning for destruction. I see warning come for destruction. I don't want to hang around nobody like that, you know. CC didn't even call the show. But let's see. Let me check and see if she's still called the show. I'm like I say, this is our last room God's radio show. And you know, pray for the world today, pray for drug addicts.
Oh, yes,
pray. We pray for conditions of the world today. You know. You know, we pray for the devil on the loose, but the devil own nothing. Good news is he own nothing. He raises his children,
he
own
them. So he tried to get his own mind.
You know, so, we just pray that we overcome the devil, you know, and God continue to bless us, you know, and take the captivity.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that, you know, on your drug, the ones that any type of abuse, any type of a slave, they ain't been held by slavery any type of way. They're the captive free. We know that you want, you know, you say go, here we go. He will leave. When you say go, he will leave.
Yeah.
When you mean what you say, he
stand
will
on the word of God. Shoot, stand on it. Psalm 91. If he said it ain't going to come near me, it ain't going to come near me. And I just hold my head up.
They said we got 90 seconds, y'all. They said we got 90 seconds. Go ahead and that.
I don't.
90 seconds. Go ahead. They say we got 90 seconds left.
Excuse me.
We got 90 seconds left.
I'm
here. Well, okay, everyone, we, it was the C.C. Murray interview. C.C. didn't call. So we'll continue the interview. And we have 60 seconds. Anything left you want to say in that?
Anything
you want to say?
Mm-hmm.
60 seconds.
I was just saying we just pray for the confusion and everything going on in the world today.
Okay. Well, thank you, Annette. Thank you very much for calling to the show.
Thank you.
C.C. Murray interview where God was in the, he said two of my people gathered together. My name, there I am, also the Mr. Tim. So we know what he was saying in the midst of us the whole time. We just love to give us all of our sins and make a way for us. There's no way, you know, we children, you know, we can't make it without you, you know. And everybody have a good day. Say we got 10 seconds left, y'all. Everybody have a good day. God bless y'all.
God bless you. Thanks.